This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
5:35 now on a Thursday morning. Coming up before 6 o'clock, our man Bryce Knorr, commodity specialist, Farm Futures Magazine, farmfutures.com, going to get us ahead of the markets and what's driving the trade. We had been keeping an eye on soybeans. I guess we can take our eye off that ball now. Enough on that for now. Bryce joining us in about 15 minutes. I'm Pam Yonke. Now, from the Landmark Services Cooperative Agri-News Desk, here's what's happening on a Thursday. And, of course, this is National FFA Week. We've been talking about it all week long, chatting with different folks that are standing in support of the FFA, like our alumni. In studio with us are Wisconsin FFA officers. They've been busy trekking across the state, sharing the message not only with chapters, alumni, but also businesses and the media. So we welcome in the president of our Wisconsin State FFA from the Clinton chapter. She is Sierra Ballmer, and joining her, the Sentinel from Lodi, just up the road. That is Sam Jesse. Well, thank you both for joining us. Tell me a little bit, how has the week been going, Sierra? How many miles have you logged? Is it as grueling, I should say, as I believe it is for the officer team during National FFA Week?
National FFA Week is off to a fantastic start, and we are enjoying being able to talk with different members and a lot of different FFA supporters out there, too. We were able to kick off our FFA Week with the Farm Forum Conference that's hosted by the Wisconsin Farm Bureau. So we were able to be with over 200 members and advisors to really start off the week right. And then as far as the state officer team, we're just trying to get the word about out and spread the word and celebrate FFA as much as possible.
You know, I shouldn't jump the gun so much. Just because I know a little bit about you guys doesn't mean the larger audience does. Sierra, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like I said, the Clinton chapter is where you call home. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I grew up outside of Janesville, Wisconsin, so went to school in Clinton, and I was able to be a part of the FFA chapter there. Throughout my many years of FFA, I was able to do a variety of different things, including being in the Wisconsin State FFA Honors Band. That was my favorite FFA activity. And then I also really enjoyed doing a lot of community service and agricultural education things, like participating in our mentoring program, Partners in Active Learning Support, or PALS, which some FFA chapters have. And then I also did things like Food for America, and I was really able to get an experience within agricultural education, so then I can hopefully be an agricultural educator someday.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. And where are you trying to go to school? I mean, the FFA officer team responsibilities take up a lot of time, but are you still trying to pursue education?
Yes, I am. I'm currently a junior at UW-Madison, and I'm actually majoring in dairy science.
Okay, good deal. Sam, my boy, tell me a little bit more about what your background's like. Like I said, just down the road in Lodi.
I grew up in Lodi. I was raised on a small beef farm. We had Red Angus cattle. I also worked on my neighbor's small dairy farm. We milked about 65 cows, and that really sparked my agricultural interest. I've enjoyed my SAEs, my supervised agricultural experiences, and writing applications and grants for those. FFA has provided me with a ton of opportunities. I've really became a much more confident speaker, and I've loved every minute of it.
Excellent. And what about education for you, my boy, and possible career goals?
I'm a sophomore at Madison College, and I have applied, and I'll hopefully be transferring in the fall to UW-Madison to study agronomy. I'd love to be an agronomist, work with farmers, and help them succeed.
Wow. We welcome you if that is your chosen field. We need you. Let's talk a little bit about the messages that you're sharing with people this week, and any week for that matter. Sierra, you and I were talking about some of the unique stories that may otherwise get passed over. FFA, so vibrant in Wisconsin, we take it for granted in some rural areas. But boy, even urban areas are heeding the message and getting reactivated. Tell me about the Union Grove visit.
So, like you said, many more Wisconsin FFA chapters are starting up. And one that has been reactivated this last year was the Union Grove chapter. They are just getting started as they don't have agricultural education classes in their schools yet. However, they will be starting already next year. And their FFA chapter is already in the works. And they have about 20 to 30 active members already getting started. And their whole entire community is just super excited to have that presence and that agricultural presence back in that community and teaching these youth those leadership skills and agricultural.
Boy, and it's just nice to see the FFA coming before the curriculum. That's not always the way it works.
Yeah, because within our three-component model, you do need to have the agricultural education classes and FFA, as well as those supervised agricultural experiences or that hands-on learning experience. But this is a great way to help ease that transition between having that chapter not being present within that school for so many years and getting it reactive and reestablished with a firm foundation.
Recruit them early. Excellent. Glad to hear that. So Union Grove, way to go. We wish you the best. Sam, you and I were talking about the adult element, or the after high school element of FFA, namely the alumni. Just got done with the Wisconsin FFA Alumni Convention up in Appleton, a rousing success. We're not the only ones that are seeing good, healthy numbers and a lot of activity in support of ag education.
No, our alumni is growing nationwide, and we're glad to see that. Wednesday was actually National FFA Alumni Today. More recently, the alumni actually changed their name this year to the National FFA Alumni and Supporters to encourage anyone who didn't previously wear the blue jacket to still be there to encourage members' growth.
Yeah, that's something I think a lot of people miss out on is there's a couple different ways that you can support ag education in the blue and gold. You never had to be connected with it. And the other part I like is the businesses that can encourage their employees to stand united with the blue and gold.
Yeah, businesses are more than welcome to become alumni chapters. John Deere has a strong alumni chapter, as well as schools like River Falls, Platteville also have alumni chapters.
You bet, you bet. Sarah, let's talk a little bit more about those extra ways that you can help to support FFA, affiliate chapters, and just a real network. That change of phrase in the alumni's title may be subtle, but it really speaks to the fact that FFA as a whole wants to be all-inclusive of people.
Yeah, correct. We definitely want every and anybody who wants to be able to join FFA to have that opportunity. It's all about allowing more and more members to be able to reap the benefits of this amazing organization. And one way to do that is through the affiliation chapter program. And what that means is that instead of members paying individual dues, the chapter pays one large due. And a lot of chapters even have their alumni or local businesses help support that fee. This really allows for any student that's taking an agricultural education class to have that opportunity to fill that three-component model and fill out their agricultural education experience by joining the FFA without having that financial barrier.
Boy, think about it. If you're an alumni member or somebody that supports ag education and FFA in your community, talk to your ag educator. See if you can't get that kind of affiliate opportunity open to everybody. Well, I know you two have a very busy schedule, still carrying the blue and gold message for the rest of this week, National FFA Week. In studio with us, Sam Jesse. He's our Wisconsin FFA Sentinel from Lodi and our president of the Wisconsin FFA Officer Team, Sierra Bomer from Clinton. It's coming up on 5:43. We'll take a quick break, glance at the markets, and Bryce before 6:00.